G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 14. I'm John Barker and joining me while Carl Diorio remains on holidays is Joel Marshall. Joel, still basking in the glory of Scherzozo from last week.
Yeah, nice one to get on return from a break. So it was a really good win, a great ride by Ben Allen, so I owe a lot of thanks to him. But good to get that roughly, and hopefully we can find a few more this weekend.
Well, I owe no thanks to Miss Promiscuity, that's for sure. Just getting in the way of Scheidel there, who went down by a nose at a rather nice price for mine. But I did go each way, listeners. You can always review the tape if you doubt me. But a win certainly would have been nice for the battlers. Well, there's pretty, once again, there's great racing in both Brisbane and Adelaide this weekend. Joel, Group 1 races in both capitals. And we'll start off in Brisbane, where the highlight is, of course, the UBET BTC Cup. And, well, I don't know, Fell Swoop is one of my favourite gallopers. Dealt a little bit of a blow on Wednesday, coming up with Barrier 10.
Yeah, look, a really tricky race. I think you can make a case for at least sort of six or seven strong winning chances. And look, Fell Swoop is a strong hope. He's out of my four, but look, he's a really good chance. It's just a very tricky field. It wide draws to a couple of the key hopes. So I've swung back to a horse with a good barrier.
Alrighty, well, we'll take you right through the black type on the Doomben program on Saturday. And that starts in race four. It's the JRA Cup 2016, presented by the JRA. Strangely enough, 2,000 metre Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, interesting race. We've got a couple of these old sort of war horses from the Chris Waller yard up the top, Janubin Opinion, who come into this second up. They both opened huge odds, I thought, in early betting. I think Janubin might have touched $34 at one stage. I don't think he'll start anywhere like that. But look, they're obviously a bit of a query whether they're ready or not. I've gone for 10 Astronomos, who is only second up himself, but he's down on the minimum of 54 kilos. It was a really good return from him. He charged late, and I think he's a pretty promising stayer. So I'll go 10 on top of 3, Sir John Hawkwood, the stable mate. He's going well this time in, and then I've gone Janubin Opinion next best, 10-3-1-2.
Race 5 at Doomben on Saturday, first leg of the Quaddie Moet and Chandon Champagne Classic for two-year-olds at set weights, Group 2 level over 1,200 metres. And, Colombo interviewing an obviously guilty person, I'm puzzled here, Joel, because Tia Trelawney, the local filly who has shown speed to burn, both you and Adam Williams have gone around her. In fact, Adam's left her out of his four. There's some very good horses coming from interstate. Peter Lyon, our Winning Post's other tipster in the paper, has gone for Tia Trelawney, made her his value bet, and yet we've got him marked at 250. What on earth is going on?
Yeah, Liney, I don't know if he's gone for much value there, but she's come up very short. I think there was a market open off nominations, and she was favourite, but wasn't that short. Since final acceptances and the final makeup of the field, and I guess barrier one is a big help for her, so she's pretty short. Doomben helps for a front runner like her, so yeah, she's going to be hard to catch. I've gone for one Nikitas, who we've seen at sort of the top two-year-old level and perform well. He showed promise in his first prep, the second to Capitalist in the Magic Millions is obviously first-rate form, so that's the way I'm going. One Nikitas to beat two Suchet from the Godolphin Yard. I don't think he's one of their better ones, but he seems to be pretty consistent, and he was given a quiet trial, and he's drawn well. 11 Tia Trelawney is going to be the leader and one to catch. A 9 Earth, I think, is way over the odds. He's a maiden, but we've seen it year after year. Chris Waller, the two-year-olds he sends to Queensland, he usually gets it right. So I think at double figures, he might be worth a little dollar. But 1, 2, 11, 9 for me.
Barrier 6 from Earth. 9 of the past 11 winners of this race have jumped from 6 or wider, which is very, very strange, because it's almost the exact opposite phenomenon in the BTC Cup over the same journey on the same day. So that would suggest that just stat really doesn't mean very much at all. Race 6, Singapore Turf Club Trophy, second leg of the Quaddie, better known as the Members Handicap. Well, not really, because they've got about 15 listed 1600 metre races in Queensland call the members handicap, don't they? I don't, maybe not, but anyway, now this is the STC Trophy, 1600 metre listed event, Joel.
Yes, I've won three jumbo prints on the backup from his run last week at the Gold Coast. There was a bit of money for him, sort of continued specking from his opening price, and he ran well, hit the line nicely, suggested that he'd be ready next time. They back him up here. Barrier one is going to get all the favours. So I've gone him on top of eight, Lordag, who's found one better at both starts this time in. He looks ready to win. One, Rudy's a class runner, but 59, gate 11, and it's going to be a firm track. He's much better with given the ground. So that's there's a few knocks, but he can run well. And two, Be What You Want To Be. Won a similar race last start, 3.8.1.2.
All right, the big one is race 7, third leg of the quarter, UBET BTC Cup. 1,200 metres, standard weight for age, $500,000, Group 1 level. And fun facts, the 10 runnings since it's become a Group 1 race, they've all jumped from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6. None have jumped from outside 6. In fact, the most popular barriers have been 4 and 5. Japonis May, after the barrier draw, dislodging Fell Swoop as favourite. And not necessarily great news for Japonis May, because over those 10 Group 1 runnings of this race, only two favourites have won, and they were no-brainers. They were Black Caviar and Apache Cat. So you are with neither of those horses, Joel.
No, three-year-olds. What's, do we know a record for the three-year-olds in the race? I know Your Song won it.
Yeah, I think a couple have gone. Certainly nothing over six has won in the entire history of the race. But I think three-year-olds have gone okay.
I don't remember Your Song because I backed it, but I can't remember if any other three-year-olds have won it. But on with number four, Dothraki, who was not a three-year-old, but he is a pretty consistent sprinter, not really a Group 1 horse, but he's been competing well at Group 1 level this time in, placed in the Galaxy, wasn't far from Fell Swoop and Shataka in the TJ Smith last start. He's had a trial, he looked good. Barrier 1, Blake Shin, just ticks a few boxes, and I think he'll give you a great side each way. So I've gone four Dothraki to beat 11 Japonis May. A little between him and Counter Attack. I could easily have tipped Counter Attack if he drew a little bit better, and he's probably always going to get back off the speed anyway. But I've gone Japonis May, Counter Attack, and Mulligwira is the other one. Obviously very talented. This is his toughest test. He wasn't up to it last time at Group 1 level, but things didn't pan out well for him in the all age. So he's worth another chance. I've actually logged him in for third. So my numbers are 4, 11, 8, 12.
And finally at Doomben, the last is race 8, Mitty's Rough Habit Place for three-year-olds at set weights over 2,000 metres, Group 3.
Number 6, McIntosh here. It's a pretty competitive race, but I'm happy to make him my best for the day. Former Kiwi galloper, I thought he would have been a major player towards the New Zealand Derby had he stayed in New Zealand. He was bought by new owners, sent across here, and he won well at Hawkesbury, defeating the older horses from on speed. He should get a lovely run. I don't think he'll have a problem with the 2,000 metres, so I'm keen on him to beat the stablemate Multifacets. Was really good two runs back. Just sort of given a run in between times last start over the shorter trip, and things didn't pan out for him, but the step up in trip will help. Two Cylinder Beats was very good first up, and 12 Cutamara L. He's still a maiden, but he always hits the line, like this sort of distance will suit, and he could be a roughie for multiple. 6.4.2.12.
All right, that wraps up Doomben. The other Group 1 venue in Australia on Saturday is Morfettville, and massive fields right throughout the day at Morfettville. Plenty of good punting to be had over there. Only the two black type races, in fact. First of them is a listed event, and that is the Adelaide Galvanising Adelaide Guineas, 1600 metres for three-year-olds at set weights, and there is a short price favourite who you've tipped against.
Yes, the short price favourite is number one, is it?
Yes, right, yes.
Yeah. We've got that in the picks, but I've gone down the bottom, number seven and eight here, just a couple that I thought might improve. Getting up to a mile, they come through the size produce. Toy Shop, well-bred out of Denise's Joy family, and wasn't beaten too far. Drew barrier 11 in the size, barrier 6, I think she can probably press forward from that gate. Eski number 8, Baroque, who drew 8 in the size produce and went well back from barrier 2. She Can Improve by Kate Blanco.
Now, just before you continue, Joel, we're actually talking about different races here because I did not spot race one being a listed race, which is I was talking about the Adelaide Guineas. This one is over 1600 metres. It is at level weights, but it's for 2 year olds. And it is the dominant Oakland's plate. There is a short price favourite. It is number one.
So that's where we got confused. Yeah. All right, so we are talking about the Oakland's plate. Yeah, 7 Toy Shop from 8 Baroque, 6 Nina Peak from the Robbie Langyard, and 1 Morvada, who is the favourite, but I wouldn't be rushing to take favourite's price about him. 7861. On to the Adelaide Guineas. And Regis is very short. Sort of doubting why I'm tipping against him, really. But I think number 14, Whirlpool's a nice filly. She ran really well at Flemington last week. On the quick backup, I think the step up in trip will help. So I'll be having a little bit each way on Whirlpool, Regis. Well, I read a story today that they're talking possibly Stradbroke with him. So he might just be far too good again. But he's clearly the one to beat. 14 from 1. In for third, number 8, Antalucan, coming off a good win at Caulfield. And next best, 3, Les Darcy. I think he gives the impression that the step up in trip will suit.
All right, well, let there be no confusion about the next race we're talking about because it is the main race of the day. It's worth $500,000. It is the UBET South Australian Derby, 2,500 metres for three-year-olds at set weights, a Group 1 event. What do you like here?
Yeah, I've gone for Tarquin. Look, he's always shown plenty of ability and thought he could measure up to some sort of good classic staying race. He stepped up to the 2,000 at Caulfield last start and was pretty dominant. Over older horses, I think that sets him up well here, and I think it'd be pretty tough to beat from 1, Howard Be Thy Name. He's been winning all the lead-up races, so certainly no knock on his form. 6, Charlevoix, the favourite. Well, hard to fault the form of Mick Kent. His stable's just flying at the moment, and this horse has already won over 2,400, beating Cool Chap, who then, of course, went on to win the St. Ledger, so that's a good form line. Cool Chap was just outside of my 4. For 4th, I actually put in number 12, Tough Bicky, who does also come through the St. Ledger and Galilee final with Charlevoix and Cool Chap form, and he just seems to be getting better with each run, and I think he might be the best roughie in the race.
All right, now, did we in fact get your best and value bets for Doomben?
Best was McIntosh, race 8 number 6, my value was Dothraki, race 7 number 4, so we did cover off of both of them, and Morfettville, my best is Ability, race 2 number 4 from the Robert Smurden stable, hit the line strongly, second up after winning a lesser race at Cranbourne first up. He's pretty talented. I think he'd be too good for this lot. My value was Bradman. He doesn't win out of turn these days, but I gave him a bit of a hope last start, and he did find the line well to sneak into third. He is first emergency, so does need to get a run, but he's drawn well, and blinkers back on might sharpen him up a bit more. So he's a good bet each way, I think.
All right, in New South Wales on Saturday, and indeed on Friday and Saturday, the big racing is at Scone, all covered in your winning post, only $5 at your newsagent if you haven't got one already. And we start with the black type at Scone, fairly big fields all day, massive fields on Friday, but we start on Saturday with the black type, race 3, Pride's Easy Feed Woodlands Stakes, for a listed event for two-year-old fillies over 1,100 metres.
And win number 4 here, Nonpareil, I think could be a good day for the Godolphin team, James McDonald and John O'Shea. And for Nonpareil, she's well bred. She's a talented filly. She debuted in the stakes race in January and ran a nice 4th. She's trialled really well leading into this. I think she'll be very tough to beat. Plenty of interest around the emergency number 17, Manaya. Has to get a run in the field. If she does, she'll probably start favourite. She's the half-sister to Hot Danish, a very talented mare, and she looks very good. She's won 2 trials by more than 7 lengths, looks above average. So she's the danger. 9, Too Fast for Love. In for third, and 7, Eckstein. Good run last time out, finishing second, splitting 2 horses who both should have won stakes races last Saturday. But gate 17 is the negative. 4, 17, 9 and 7.
Race 4 at Scone on Saturday is the Coolmore Denise's Joyce Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1,100 metres. Also a listed race, and you're sticking with the O'Shea-McDonald combo.
Yeah, but number 4, Alucinari. Pretty keen on her. She's trialled up nicely. Her form last time in was good. She ran a couple of good races against older mares, and I think she'll get back off the speed, but she's got a good turn of foot. I think she'll be tough to beat from 5, Sangiovese, who chased home Supply and Demand last start, who will go around in the English Guineas as one of the key hopes. Number 10 in for third, Don't Doubt Marley. He's only had the 2 runs for Gerald Ryan. First up run wasn't bad, okay last time, but I think she can improve. And number one, a lark. She's pretty talented and consistent, but 59 kilos is a bit of a task giving weight away to all of her rivals. 4, 5, 10, and 1.
All right, well, the race that you just referred to, which is not a black type race, but we will cover because it's a $400,000 race, a sales restricted race, and that is race 5, first leg of the quaddie. It's going on Saturday. English 3-year-old guineas over 1400 metres, again at set weights, and there's nothing from Godolphin here, but there is a McDonald runner, and that's the one you're going for, Joel.
Yeah, spill the beans. He's got good form this time in. He won the Group 3 first up and fourth next time out in good company, and then he came back, won the Hawkesbury Guineas in pretty comprehensive fashion from the front. I don't think they'll be able to beat him here. Four supply and demand's probably the main danger from the Waterhouse Yard. Looks to have returned in good order. It was a strong win from the back first up. 7 Serene Majesty and 2 Sergeant Dokes is a real roughie, but he's going better than his form suggests. 1, 4, 7, and 2.
Race 6 at Scone on Saturday. Yarraman Park Horsepower Luskin Star Stakes, a listed event over 1300.
Gone number 6 Federal here, O'Shea Godolphin McDonald again. He won really well first up. They kicked him off over 1400. It was a good training effort. Came back to 1200 last start. They rode him cold from a wide gate. He came wide. I thought he hit the line quite well. That was behind Music Magnate, who sat outside the lead and won. I think they're the main two hopes. The turnaround in weights and the fact that he's getting back to 1300 swings me in the favour of Federal to beat Music Magnate. 7 Clearly Innocent. This is his hardest test to date. Of course, he won the championship, provincial championship final at Randwick. He's going really well. And number 4, Cradle Me, will get back and run on. 6, 2, 7, 4.
Race 7 at Scone on Saturday. Godolphin Dark Jewel Classic. Main race of the day, 1400 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level, worth 200,000. 16 to face the starter. Godolphin have got one in it, but Fatou has drawn barrier 20. And you're with the old Crown Lodge team, Snowden and McAvoy.
Yeah, number 2, Artistry. She's a pretty talented mare. She won well second up. They tried their hand at Group 1 company and she was a bit disappointing. They came back in trip last start. She raced a bit keen, but she battled on well. I think this race sets up nicely for her. 2, Artistry to beat 11, Hetty Heights. She's won 3 or 4 this time in. Just really knuckled down in the last 50 metres to win last time. 3, Peace 4 should be just about ready third up. And 6, Amarata. Didn't have all favours last start. Was a good winner first up. 2, 11, 3 and 6.
And the last at Scone on Saturday is the Arrowfield Hortensia Stakes, Race 8. A listed event over 1,100 sees the return of the exciting Copernic.
Yes, and on with him first up off his 2 trials. He sat on speed in one of them and got back in the other, and both of them have been really nice performances. Robert Thompson to ride. He knows the Scone track really well, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Kaepernick from 2 Curo, 3 Brook Road and 6 Furnaces. 7 ins and out. He was in a winnable race at Doomben, but looks like they're electing to go here from a wide gate. I'd include him in my quaddie. He was just outside of my 4. 8, 2, 3 and 6.
All right, Joel's best at Scone. To repeat, race 4, number 4, Illusionari, and a value bet, race 7, number 2, Artistry. In Melbourne on Saturday, they are racing at the Heath and big fields to greet them as well. What do you like here, Joel?
Yeah, look, I didn't really sort out a best bet, but there's 4 horses on the card that I'm certainly keen on having a bit of a bet on. The first of those is the first starter in the 2-year-old race, race 2, number 12, Smart Stiletto. Quite liked her jump outs. First city runner for Levi Kavanagh, son of Mark. And he's expecting a pretty decent run. She's going to improve, but I've quite liked her jump outs, and she's come up big odds. I don't think there's any stars in that race, so I like her. Race 2, number 12. I like race 6, number 12, Whoop Whoop, as a promising staying type. Mick Price is a little bit wary of it being too tough a task to jump from a maiden to this sort of a race, and certainly with some proven and seasoned gallopers in it, like Unbreakable, who's going to be favourite, but he's a nice horse going forward. Whoop Whoop, I think he can run well. I like Pilly's Wish, the stablemate, race 8, number 14. Does take on the boys, but she likes Caulfield, and she usually races well in this sort of class, maybe against the mare she's better suited, but down on the minimum against the boys, I think she can run well in this race. And in the last, Mick Price again, so I'm hoping he has a good day. Race 9, number 7, Moon Over Manhattan. Just got too far back first up, and it was an on-pace race. Barrier 1 over the mile, he'll settle a lot closer, and he's a pretty talented winner, right? So I think he'll be pretty hard to beat.
And my best for Caulfield, no great spoil. Race 1, number 5, Raw Impulse. I see $1.40, but destined for better races and should just win that. Build the bank for later on. Each way, race 4, number 10, Weather the Storm for Robbie Kingston of Mornington. Broke through at her sixth start to win her maiden and then was good when wide at Sandown, running third last start and has form around some good fillies from back in the spring. So my value bet at Caulfield, race 4, number 10, Weather the Storm. We head across the Nullarbor, Joel, to Belmont, where the big race of the Belmont season is on. And that is race 7 on Saturday, the Group 3 Del Basso Small Goods Roma Cup over 1,200 metres at weight for age.
Yeah, we saw Lucky Grey once last preparation. It was in this race off a long spell. He won it. He's trying to do it again. It's look, a tough ask. He's getting on in years, but from his trials, he seems to be going just as well, and I'm with him. To beat 11 Magnificio down towards the bottom, the mare, she's in good form this prep. 2 Dawn Approach, the stablemate, and 3 Battle Hero for 4.
And your best and value bets at Belmont?
Yeah, I'd say my best will be a warm favourite, race 4, number 3, Scales of Justice. It's not a bad field, there's a few decent horses in it, but he's very smart, he's very consistent, and I think first up he'll be very hard to beat. And my value is an interesting runner in the last race, former Kiwi, race 8, number 7, Romolo, now with Grant Williams. He was bought by Peter's Investments, formerly with Kevin Myers in New Zealand. He's a full brother to Rising Romance. He's won 2 of 4, both on heavy ground. So that's obviously the query. How is he going to perform on top of the ground? But watch betting on Romolo, race 8, number 7.
All right, well, speaking of Kiwis, earlier in the day across the Tasman, Rotorua, the Rotorua Cup, Group 3.
Yes, it's a decent sort of a race. They've got a Group 3 and a listed event there. The Group 3, my tip was Jazemi, race 6, number 6. For the listed race, that is where my top tip comes up. Race 8, number 8, Miss Denny, formerly with Chris Waller. And look, she was shaping like a pretty decent sort of Saturday class mare, but she went over to New Zealand and had her first run in a stakes race and ran a cracking race, just beaten. Got to do it in a weight for age race this time, but I think she's a pretty progressive mare and she'll be tough to beat. My value bet was the stablemate in race 2, number 6, Conic Sig 1, who missed out in a hot race behind Extravagant first up, but well worth another chance second up. The other meeting is Pukekura. My value bet is in the 2-year-old race. A Son of Tavistock, race 2, number 7, Excalibur. One trial was very soft and he looked to have plenty to give. 1,200 I think will be suitable, and my best is Late Decision, race 7, number 7. No luck at all first up. Took on the Group 1 Easter Handicap last start and was beaten about 4 lengths. This is a big drop in class.
All right, well, as I mentioned earlier, Big Scone Carnival kicks off on Friday. There's a listed race there, Emirates Park Scone Cup, and that is over 1,600 metres. It's worth $200,000, and, Waller's got 2 runners in it. Amavasio, who won last time, Joel, and Tales of Grimm, whose turn it is to win this time, presumably.
Yes, I've gone Tales of Grimm. He won this last year when prepared by Sam Kavanagh. He's had the 2 runs, and look, I think he's been warming up nicely. He only goes up half a kilo off last year's win, so that's certainly a positive. I've got him on top of 14 High Midnight, who I've been with both starts this prep. He's been a good horse to follow. Wide Gate's a bit of a query, but he does possess good early speed, so he's a chance. I think he's a bit short in betting. 2 Amavasio was good at Hawkesbury. Has a big weight, but he'll be a chance again. And for 4th, I threw number 15, Candelara. I thought she wasn't bad last week. Blinkers on, 3rd up. Should be a big roughie, but could run well.
All right. The other country cup for the weekend in New South Wales is the Parks Services Club Parks Cup on Sunday. Race 7 over 1,600 metres. And here on what could be a big weekend for Matthew Dale of Canberra. You went for Itchy Zariz, John?
Yes, ran is in good form, just beaten during the Wagga Cup Carnival last start. Prior to that was a good winner, and dropping in weight, I think dropped from 58 to 54 and a half with Kayla Nisbet to ride. I think he'll be on speed and take plenty of catching.
Okie dokie, well that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Only $5 at your newsagent, all your favourite features and all your form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel.
I will go Alucinari, Scone, race four, Scone Saturday, race four, number four.
All right, well, I better go each way again. I'll go race four, number 10 at Caulfield on Saturday. Weather the storm. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.